come to order. Clerk, call the roll. Excuse me, all senators will vote affirmatively indicating their presence.
The roll shows 19 members present. Senator Croft has been excused.
And today she is accompanied by Alvin's niece, Miss Eileen Nettles, who is now a constituent of Senator Tula. She lives in Palm Beach.
Senator Paletta?
Yes, Mr. President, the gallery behind me is a man that we all know, especially those of us from Anchorage. Former city manager of our city and currently serves in the unified legislative body, Mr. Ben Marsh.
Any further introduction of guests? Messages from the governor?
We have no messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
Messages from the other house?
The house has passed the following and they are transmitted. House Joint Resolution Number 2 by Representatives Eliason, Bennett, Freeman, Gardner, Haugen, and Snyder, urging renegotiation of the convention authorizing the International Pacific Halibut Commission so that foreign fishing up North Pacific halibut stocks is prohibited at the earliest possible time.
That referral will be to resources. I understand there's some urgency on that, that the resolution will be a really important message. Passed sometime before the end of next week in middle next week. That's correct, that's simple.
That's correct, Mr. President, and the resource committee will take this resolution.
If there appears to be any further referrals necessary to finance or otherwise, committee chairman will advise, but I thought I'd cut off the referral to the minimum, though, hopefully get it through as rapidly as possible. Any further communications from the House?
House Joint Resolution Number 8 by all members of the House, inviting the President of the United States to address the Alaska Legislature.
Resources and State Affairs.
There are no other messages from the House.
Communications.
We have a communication from the Alaska Commission on Post-Secondary Education dated January 19th and signed by Mildred Banfield. Do you wish this message read?
I believe that a motion to stretch on the journal would be in order and waive the reading. Senator, would you?
Mr. President, so communication to spread.
To waive the reading of the post-secondary education letter and the unanimous consent will be spread on the journal. Is there any objection? So ordered.
A message from the Department of Community and Regional Affairs dated January 10th, which is a correction to the previous state daycare assistance program letter. All members of the Senate have also received a copy of this message.
I assume a similar waiving of the reading would be appropriate? Senator, the Senate will come back to order. Pull out.
When I would move an act in the Senate that the communications be paraphrased to be spread in the journal.
Jack.
Mr. President, I move an act in the Senate that the entire communication be spread in the journal.
Jack.
Why not supplement the journal? If the usual purpose of that communication supplement will sit back and try and assist us.
Senator, Barnes, please.
Mr. President, I have no objection to the objections that are being made. But, you know, it just seems to me that the war has been won.
President.
Where they should be eliminated.
Point of order.
Now, we made a decision.
And we have a special orders program. That's what we'll continue this on.
The Senator has a point of order. The point of order is, what, Senator?
That this is an item for special orders. Involves personality or statements on the operation of this house. Special order. Or personal privilege, if you wish to call it. Not one for debating whether it should be in the supplemental journal. I don't care. Put it in any journal you want.
Please dive on this permitted, Senator.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that communication is spread in the journal.
Is there any objection? There being no objection, to order. Any further communications?
There is the message from the Alaska Salary Commission. Attached to this message of January 18th is the Alaska Salary Commission report, which is required by law to be given to this body.
I would assume that the only matter to be inserted in the journal would be the transmittal letter and not the complete report. Would that agree with your second Senator?
Mr. President, I'm really not clear. Based on what we're spreading in the journal, I move without objection that we spread all communication.
Spread only the transmittal letter, but not the report.
Yes, sir.
The letter transmittal will be spread in the journal. The report will not be spread in the journal. Is there any objection? I'll leave it. Standing committee reports.
Standing committee report, January 19th of 1977, from the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, has had Senate Bill 10, Special Appropriation to the Department of Education on State Libraries and Museums, recommends that this bill do pass with an attached letter of intent. This has been signed by Glenn Hackney, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Bradley, Sumner, and Willis. There is a further referral to finance.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill number 10, the letter of intent of Congress, may be spread.
Is there any objection? The letter of intent will be spread on the journal.
Let's have it.
Stand the
President.
Senator Ray.
As the prime sponsor of Senate Bill 10, I want to wish to commend the committee for the letter of intent I heard this week.
The State Affairs, the Labor Management Committee, has had Senate Bill 23, Administrative Leave for Employees Engaged in Collective Bargaining, under consideration, and recommends that it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Ferguson, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Ferguson, Sumner, and Ray. There is a further referral to State Affairs. There are no other standing committee reports.
Special committee reports.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of resolutions.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 7 by Senators Ziegler, Mieland, and Poland, opposing H.R. 39, the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act.
Resources.
That is the only resolution this morning.
Introduction of bills.
Senate Bill Number 68 by Senator Ray, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Public Works Haynes Boat Harbor completion and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance, Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I would ask your indulgence as to the committee referrals. It's a matter of extreme urgency in the time element. The proposal itself has received considerable inspection and study by this body in the last 2 years and was approved in bond issue in court. And as far as the information or feasibility of it, it was approved by this body, it was vetoed by the governor, approved by the legislature. And then in order to save the time so that we could get the construction underway this year, I would ask that you just refer it possibly directly to finance. Because there is budget message, the governor has provided the support funds to do the job itself within his budget message.
I'm reluctant to deprive any standing committee of its jurisdiction. I think that the State Affairs Committee, pursuant to Rule 22, has among its duties highway, military affairs, public safety, and public works. And I assume this is public works. If State Affairs Committee wishes to waive a referral because of their confidence in the project, I think it's unnecessary. That certainly, I'd have no objection to that. I would ask them, if they do wish to waive it, be waived. If they do not, I feel that I'm compelled to assign to them.
Well, Mr. President, again, with your indulgence, as a member of the State Affairs Committee, I cannot find who the chairman is. Until such time as I can do that, there's no way possible that I'm going to be able to contact him directly. I've went to the person who is alleged to be the chairman of the State Affairs Committee, and he says he's not the chairman. So I don't know what to do other than to appeal directly to the chair. I appreciate your position, and I'm sorry for the fact that I didn't.
Either the vice chairman is not, Senator Bradley, or you're not vice chairman?
That is correct, Mr. President.
In the absence of the failure of the chairman to act, the vice chairman has the authority of the committee. If that be the case, you want to waive the referral or have the position?
They would have to be to the...
Come back to order. Senator Ziegler was our office clerk, I believe. Is there any objection? If not, we will revert to the introduction of guests.
We have a joint conflict in the government tonight, Mr. President, the board of distinguished members of this body, and the delegation of the first minister, Mr. Rosen, of the Bureau of Justice.
Senator Groh, as a previous member of this body, of course, had the privilege of the floor.
President, I think enough has been said already.
Senator Poland was on her feet first.
Mr. President, I'm still on your question.
Yes.
I have another question of mine. I believe that in our gallery for the first time this year, the blank of Representative Alvin Ock, back here in the house, is three officers.
Any further introduction of guests? If not, we will revert to the introduction of bills. We were discussing the assignment of Senate Bill 68, I believe, will we not?
Yes, ma'am.
Senator. Mr. President, in regard to the referral of that bill, I prefer that it be referred to the State of Finance. I think it will do that quite rapidly if all the Senate bills are
The referral will be to Senate State Affairs and then Finance.
Thank you for your courtesy, Mr. President.
Senate Bill Number 69 by Senator Ray, and act relating to elections.
State affairs.
Senate Bill Number 70 by Senator Ziegler by request, an act relating to the sale of alcoholic beverages on credit.
Health, education, social services, and Senator Ziegler, does that have any financial impact? I did not tell from the Lansing bill, though, Mr. President.
Mr. President.
Senator Ray.
With the indulgence of Senator Consent, the prime sponsor, I would also like to add my name as a co-sponsor. That's fine.
Mr. Ordinance. Clerk will make the rotation.
Senate Bill Number 71 by Senator Croft, an act relating to the Public School Foundation Program and providing for an effective date.
Health, education, social services, and finance.
Mr. President, stand at ease for a moment.
Stand at ease. We'll come back to order. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I move that my name be included as a co-sponsor on the bill that was previously read.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, the clerk will make the rotation.
Mr. President,
Senator Rohde.
I haven't discussed it with Senator Croft, who has invited me to join him on a number of these educational matters. And I'm a little bit at a loss here. But I would like to join him on this particular piece of legislation. If the body consider it inappropriate for me to move my name to put as co-sponsor, I'm not quite certain.
I think the general rule is that it's up to the sponsor to deny the right of other persons to join as co-sponsors. However, I have just permitted Senator Rohde to join as a co-sponsor. Or maybe your name is inadvertently. There's a big...
Mr. President, I spoke with Senator Croft about this matter previously, and because of his absence today, I wasn't able to contact him and have my name included.
I think the Senator's statement is certainly adequate. Your name should be added. Senator...
I'll just withdraw from the suggestion, because I know the precedence here.
Fine.
Mr. President.
The referral is to Hess, Health, Education, Social Services, and Finance.
There are no other bills this morning.
We have no daily calendar. Unfinished business. Senator Petula.
All right, under unfinished business. And undoubtedly be a continuing report, at least of the committee on committees affecting such things as have not yet been decided. Mr. President, I've had some time to think about something that Mr. Coletta stated. And of course, like you, the saber's been dealt me, and I perhaps may have had a lead pencil that I could jab into somebody's leg. That's about as far as it's gone. It's very easy to be a good winner, very difficult to be a bad, very good loser. I think I've been a pretty good loser, if Senator Coletta wants to look for the record. Now, Mr. President, on continuing with the old business, my recommendation is we all want to get along here, and we all want to go on a basis of division according to the responsibilities and capabilities of people on this floor, something that I think you've attuned yourself to or discussed at least in relation to committee chairmanships. We had to take a leap out of the House. The House has now expanded its Finance Committee to 11 members. I suggest the Senate then go 200 and expand it to 9 members, accommodate the last of the interests of this body on the Finance Committee, accommodate everybody here. The problems will be much less between us, and it gets those with talent busy at those areas in which they have expertise. And quite frankly, this is an offer. This is a thought out and studied one. It also would be more closely relating to the balance of party membership on this floor and regional membership on this floor. I think it's one that you ought to seriously consider, committee on committees. The House has changed not only to 9, but now it's got 11. The Senate, at least for this 2 years, should have no problem in addressing these problems by changing to 9 from 7 and accommodate the last of the major problems that seem to be divisive here. And I strongly recommend it. And I think it's a reasonable compromise, and I've had a couple days to think about this. I've discussed it with no one until this time.
I just think that this is a solution out of a certain amount of problems that we have now. We're going to continue to have, unfortunately, unless everybody with talent can participate. Thank you.
Any further unfinished business, Senator Ray?
Mr. President, under unfinished business, I think that this is a category which is what I have to talk about live. In the organization that's created here now, I have not been able to determine who the vice chairman or who the membership of the legislative council is within the Senate body. At present, I know that we are embroiled with the governor in a lawsuit of sorts determining the capabilities or the power or the duties of the budget and audit committee. My understanding that the Attorney General has arbitrarily or was considered thought declared a part of the budget document as unconstitutional, and the governor has followed his lead and has transferred monies in between interdepartmental departments contrary to that section of the statute. In reading Mason's manual of procedures, which I'm sure that there are many here that are much more qualified to talk on this than I am, I would draw their attention to page 73, section 72, which is the legislative policy is not within control of the courts. On the second part of that, Mr. President, if I might just read, it says, before a statute can be declared unconstitutional, it must clearly and unavoidably appear to be beyond the power of the legislature. The power and duty to decide whether or not there has been compliance with constitutional provisions and whether a bill of the legislature has become a law is a matter for the courts. In other words, as I read this, and of course, I'm not an attorney, and I don't pretend to be, but from a layman's viewpoint, it would appear that the wrong person is suing. In other words, I think that it is incorrect for the legislature to be suing the governor. I think it's within the purview of the governor to be suing the legislature. In other words, it's his responsibility through the Department of Law to determine through the courts the constitutionality, if I read this procedure correctly. And I would just like to advance that to whoever is on the legislative council, possibly for their consideration, and possibly to bring a restraining order, if that's the proper legalese, I don't know, to keep the governor from transferring any more monies against the statute that's presently on the books.
Any other unfinished business? Senator Collette, Orsini?
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be showed as a co-sponsor on Senate Bill 40. I spoke to this prime sponsor and needed to hear.
Is there any objection? So ordered. Any other unfinished business? The chair will appoint to the Budget Audit Committee for the two-year period as indicated by the rules, Senators Holman, Sackett, Tillian, and Ferguson. Leaves one spot yet to be appointed. The rules provide for the appointment of the Budget Audit and Legislative Council within 15 days. All appointments will be made within 15 days. Is there any further business to come before the House? Any special orders? Senator Rhoda.
Mr. President, I request the first privilege of the floor for comments on the conduct of this body.
We have a first privilege, sir.
Mr. President, this is the 12th legislative day. We've spent approximately $65,000 in the conduct of our business, and yet not one legislative bill has come to this floor. Very few bills are being processed to the committee. The people sent us here to work as expeditiously as possible, and I'm not sure that's being done. Perhaps it's because a number of our most outstanding legislators have been excluded from leadership. Senator Willis, Senator Petula, Senator Ray, Senator Croft. I would urge the leadership to work with those people in the Democratic majority to see if we can undertake and to conduct our business as quickly as possible. The people sent us here to do it quickly. The members of the minority have urged us to do this last year, and I'm hoping that they'll use their influence this year to make sure that we get this done as quickly as possible. I think it's important, and I think it's important that we have calendars on this floor. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Tilliam.
Mr. President, same issue. I couldn't agree more with Senator Rody. I think they should be treated exactly as they treated the Republican minority last year.
Senator Holman.
Can we stand at ease, Mr. President?
Senator Sackett.
I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the holiday Senate for Monday and Tuesday. This morning will be
crucial. Any objection to the Senate motion?
It's to attend the meetings in Denver.
Well, I have no objection.
Is there any objection to the Senator's request to be excused from call the House Monday and Tuesday? Clerk will call the House. Senator Ferguson.
And Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the 24th through the 27th.
Is there an objection to the Senator Ferguson's request? Excuse me, call the House. No objection, so ordered.
Senator Mr. President, I would make the same request. I'm asking us to send the excuse to call the House Monday and Tuesday.
Is there any objection? So ordered. Senator Rody.
Mr. President, I move that I be excused from the call to the House Monday and Tuesday. I'll be in Seattle to attend the press meeting. Hopefully, I won't be required to stay more than one day. But I do ask for your request to be excused from Monday and Tuesday.
I have not kept track of this, but we may lose our quorum here. Is there any objection to the excuse to Senator Rody's request for excuse? Call the House Monday and Tuesday. Not a soul. Senator Ray.
Mr. President,
we'll come back to order.
Mr. President, I was going to ask to be excused because I had some business to take care of Seattle, but considering that we might lose the quorum in case somebody would come to come ill, I will forego that and make my plans for later.
Thank you, Senator. Any other matters under special orders?
Mr. President, I write special orders. Senator Nash sent a comment on the governor's every man is a king statement.
You have the floor, Senator.
He noted himself that which I noted, Mr. President, that it tends to ring a little philosophy really long. Mr. President, at this stage, we are requesting people of the state to buckle their belts tighter and perhaps raise taxes. But we're talking about pie in the sky come a number of years from now. It would sound better to me if we just talked about reducing the tax when the time comes, and that's the method of subsidizing the state if that's what it is. I'd like to see tax reductions generally before we start talking about giving people cash rebates.
Any other matters under special orders? I want to remind the gentleman that the rules of order are that we keep our debate and conduct in here impersonal, and personal references should not be made to by any senator to or about any other senator. We're here to argue the issues without regard to the personalities that they pertain to. And the senators will be called out of order in the future on any personal remarks that go other than to the merits of the resolution or bill under discussion. We have announcements. Senator Butkovich. Senator, I stand corrected. You're precisely correct. That is the only time that personalities or such matters may be engaged in. And for that reason, you are correct. Personal privilege is to defend your character or to remark on matters of legal to your personal situation. At any other time, it will be declared out of order. Senator Butkovich is correct, though there is that one opportunity. Any other business? Any announcements? In particular?
That's the joint meeting of the House at 11 o'clock.
Senator Bradley?
Mr. President, there will not be a state affairs meeting at 1:30. It's scheduled on the tentative committee meeting schedule today. But there will be one next week, and it will be announced. And we'll certainly will take up Senate Bill 68 to accommodate all the senators as well as.
Senator Happy?
Health education and social services of 3 o'clock today. Senate Bill number 45. Room 106 in the Senate Bill.
Senator Poland?
Mr. President, Senate Resources will meet at 1:30 today.
Any further announcements?
Mr. President, there will be a panel of women for legislators and their spouses on Sunday, January 23rd at 11 a.m. in the last spring of the fair.
Any other announcements? Senator Tulin?
Mr. President, move and ask unanimous consent to privilege the body and special privilege.
Is there any objection? You have the floor, sir.
Mr. President, I, for one, frankly, am appreciative of the chair's position in the matter you just stated. I think he's absolutely correct. Also, I don't think there ought to be any problems between us. And I, for one, will certainly go along with the statement sent about the charter. Opportunity for it itself, we feel strongly we have to make a statement. We should always do it under that particular personal privilege. And I hope everybody comes back Monday and we're all happy to do so.
Is there any further business? Senator Plata.
Mr. President, I move to ask you to have a consent to the spot standing at 2:30 Monday.
Is there any objection? If not, the Senate will stand in adjournment until 2:30 Monday.